They're all very nice sounding. They would benefit a very small group of people. The economic impacts are very small, but it just adds additional complications to our property tax system that's already riddled and bollocksed up with all kinds of provisions like this.
Well, Hank, what about proposed amendment number 10? It also tweaks the tax code, and it's been promoted as an incentive for business. It would provide breaks for businesses on, the purchase of large pieces of equipment or machinery?
Right, machinery and equipment primarily, but it would exempt from property taxes tangible personal property worth more than $25,000 and less than $50,000. These are the kinds of nice-sounding provisions that will have very little economic impact. People don't invest in capital equipment simply because they get a tax break. I mean, that's a nice add-on. It may give a little incentive, but mostly people invest in capital equipment when the economy is growing, when they need to have the capital. This, again, is the kind of thing that bollocks up our property tax system and provides very little economic benefit.
Well, let's look next at Amendment number 5, because I'm a bit confused about this one. As I understand it, it would create a new formula to limit the amount of revenue that the state can collect. Don't we already have a formula for that?
We do. We already have a limit on state revenue that is limited by personal income growth. We don't need this additional limitation, which would be more restrictive. It would limit the growth in state revenue to population growth plus inflation. That sounds nice, but there are all kinds of unintended consequences that occur from these kinds of things. Let me give you an example. Because it limits revenue, if the state of Florida were to borrow money in order to go on a significant road building program, that increase in revenue to pay the debt service would be limited by this kind of provision. So it might make it near impossible to conduct major capital improvement programs in Florida. And that's just an example of the unintended consequences from this kind of thing.
One of the amendments that's gotten a lot of attention is Amendment number 1. We'll be taking an in-depth look at that one later in the week. But I want to ask you, Hank, this is an attempt to override the part of the new health care law, the new federal health care law that mandates universal coverage. What would this amendment do in the state constitution if it were passed?
It would do absolutely nothing, Tom. Federal law trumps state law, and the U.S. Supreme Court has already found that it is legal to have the mandate. It just makes us look bad. It makes us look ill-informed to have this thing that has no effect in our Constitution.
So you feel this kind of thing is bad for the state's image. I mean, I know you deal with a lot of business people that might be considering a move to Florida, or moving their business to Florida. Do they really pay attention to this kind of thing? I mean, would they say, you know, this is something that, you know,
business people are looking at all of these amendments and this attempt to legislate a series of basically social agenda issues in the Florida Constitution, and it compromises the Florida brand. And it does affect people's perceptions of Florida, and it does affect our ability to recruit the kinds of high-income, high-skilled jobs that we want.
So we have 11 of these constitutional amendment proposals, and they'll all be spelled out on the ballot rather than in summary form as they were in the past. But taken as a whole package, are some of these better than others, Hank? Wouldn't several of them provide some economic benefit, or is the entire exercise, in your view, just a waste of time and money?
Well, there's some small economic benefits to some of the provisions, limiting property taxes for veterans and seniors. But overall, there's not enough economic benefit, in my opinion, to warrant putting these things in the Constitution. There are going to be unintended consequences from the revenue provision that we talked about and from the other provisions. The Constitution's not the place to deal with these kinds of things.